Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 20th day of January 2023. And I'm thrilled to have a first-time guest on today who comes with the highest recommendations from two dear friends of mine, one of whom is no stranger to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio audience, Dr. Joseph C. Moorcraft III, whose ads you hear every day on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. He is, or should I say, Heritage Presbyterian Church there in Georgia, is one of the key sponsors of this program. And Joe and his wife, his lovely wife, Becky, said to me, you have got to get Dr. Rhett Bergeron on the program. And he is a regenerative medicine physician and addiction treatment specialist with Real Health Medical. And they have conferences called the Faith and Medicine Conference. So I always take up Dr. Moorcraft and Becky's strong recommendations. Every time they recommend a guest to me, I immediately jump on it. And I did so with Dr. Rhett Bergeron. And we are going to be not only talking about his own salvation testimony, but we're also going to be talking about the upcoming 2023 Faith and Medicine Conference in Cumming, Georgia. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you for the very first time ever to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Rhett Bergeron.
Well, thank you, Chris. It is quite a, an honor to be a part of the program, and greetings to all of the listeners. And likewise, I take the same recommendation from Pastor Moorcraft and his wife. They had urged me to contact you over the last year. So I'm glad the Lord brought us together, and thank you for your diligence in reaching out.
Amen. Well, tell our listeners about Real Health Medical, first of all.
Okay, so it is a functional medicine clinic, which means we integrate what we feel is the best of more traditional, conventional healthcare and what's available to us from a environmental, nutritional, regenerative medicine perspective. And we're a team of practitioners and clinic workers working together. There are physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, health coaches, detoxification coaches, IV nurses, and a number of other therapies. So we work together to try to truly determine the cause of the illness or symptoms in our clients. And we work to build, you know, an individualized health or wellness program to restore their health, improve their symptoms. And we try to look at it on mind, body, and spirit, because each one of those are real aspects of who we are, and they interact, as we all know, and each of them can cause symptoms. And so we try to truly be holistic in our approach to healthcare. So that's what Real Health Medical is. We We started about 15 years ago. And we're just slightly growing year to year. And we actually have three clinics in the Atlanta metropolitan area. And that's what Real Health Medical is.
And if anybody wants to investigate this fine health practitioner firm, go to realhealthmedical.com, realhealthmedical.com, and we'll be repeating that later on. Now tell us about the upcoming Faith and Medicine Conference there in the Atlanta area.
I'll be glad to do that. Let me mention one last thing about sure. Real Health Medical, the clinic. I think our audience might appreciate our mission statement, and it is to advance the kingdom of God and improve the lives of those we serve by providing an integrated medical and wellness center for the healing of mind, body, and soul through Christ-like love.
Amen.
So that's our mission statement. And to your next issue about the Faith and Medicine Conference. So this idea came to me probably 10 years ago. And in the Atlanta area, there are quite a number of, Christian healthcare practitioners, whether they're medical doctors or osteopathic doctors or chiropractors or, massage therapists, naturopaths, nutritionists. There's a wide, variety of healthcare practitioners. And I thought that we needed to know each other. And I thought that if we knew each other and we can encourage each other, minister to each other, learn about the scriptures and how they apply to healthcare and grow and how we live out the truth of scripture and manifest Christ, that would be a noble goal. And I thought that one way to do that would be to bring together these practitioners in a conference. So 10 years later, and that started in 2021, we had our first Faith and Medicine Conference, and it was primarily, aimed at healthcare practitioners and their staff. We didn't want to leave out their, clinic admin staff, because they tend to get left out of, doctors get to go to conferences, but the staff, get left behind. So we did that the first year in 2021, and it was almost canceled because of COVID, but in God's providence, a facility within a week's notice allowed us to, shift venues. And so we had a place to meet. The conference went so well in 2021, we said, the public has got to hear these truths and these speakers. So in 2022, we expanded the conference to include the public, and it was quite a blessing. Even though over the whole course of 2022, I kept getting very positive feedback, not just a week later, but even months and months later. And so it was very encouraging. And so we're coming up in 2 weeks in our third conference, February 3rd and 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll have the 2023 Faith and Medicine Conference.
And I really hope that one day you get to meet my own personal physician, who seems to be right on the same page as you in regard to philosophy of medicine. His name is Dr. Joel Yeager, and he and his wife run Heritage Family Health in Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, a wonderful Christian brother. He co-authored with Dr. Daniel O'Rourke, a cardiologist in California, and Ernest Springer, a dedicated Christian man. They co-authored a book, very valuable book, called Coronavirus and the Leadership of the Christian Church, A Sacred Trust Broken. They were very opposed to the shutting down of churches and during the so-called pandemic, and they also are warning people about the dangers of the coronavirus vaccines and the fallacy of mask mandates and so on. So I hope that you get to meet Dr. Yeager. In fact, even his co-author, Dr. Daniel O'Rourke and Ernie Springer.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. It's duly noted, and it's on my to-do list.
In fact, yesterday I interviewed a dentist who's also on the same page with you, Dr. Anthony Silvestro, who is not only a dentist, but he is a theologically reformed Christian apologist and a presuppositionalist. So you've got to beat him, too. In fact, I'll send you a link later on of the audio of the interview we did.
And for our audience's sake, where is, maybe they heard, but where is Dr. Silvestro located?
I believe Dr. Silvestro is in Ohio.
Okay.
I think that's where his practice is, I'm almost certain. And I'll find out all of that information for you. Well, if anybody wants to attend this Faith and Medicine Conference, and by the way, just to list the speakers, Chris Strevel, who happens to be the pastor of my dear friend John Otis and his wife Christine, Susie Griswold, Dr. Joel Robbins, Dr. Grant Scarborough, Dr. Lou Priolo, who I know from years ago when I worked part-time. In addition to my work with a major radio station in New York, I worked part-time for Calvary Press Publishing, and they brought a couple of Dr. Priolo's very first books into print. And Martha Peace, who I have had the privilege to interview on this program as well. So that is the lineup, and if anybody would like to find out more about it, go to faithandmedicine.org. faithandmedicine.org. I'm going to give our listeners our email address if you have questions for Dr. Rhett Bergeron. The email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And obviously, when I'm interviewing a physician, I could very readily see that some of our listeners would have personal and private questions about their health and so on. So we will definitely grant your request to remain anonymous. But if it's just a general question, please give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Well, now it's time to continue the tradition on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Whenever we have a first-time guest on the program, we have that guest give a summary of their salvation testimony, which would include any kind of religious atmosphere in which they were raised, if any, and also what kind of providential circumstances or sovereign Lord raised up in their lives that drew them to himself and saved them. And let's hear your story.
Well, thank you. That was actually the very subject matter of a men's Bible study that I was a part of this morning. So this is very appropriate. I was raised as sort of a combination of a Catholic and Episcopalian. And I, in retrospect, in my sort of junior high, teenage years, I could certainly see the Lord working to draw me to himself. And one of the things, providentially, when I was a senior in high school, the group Young Life came to our public high school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and these college students were very faithful at sharing the gospel and, you know, many of the passages and truths in the book of Romans, and they really captured my heart and mind. And then God used that over the next 2 years of when I was in college to sort of burn that into me and give me, you know, a longing to hear more, began to convict me of my sinfulness. And then about right in the middle of college, I was back in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I met two friends from high school who had been saved, and they were sharing the gospel. And so we spent about 3 hours talking, and they were sharing opened up the scriptures to me. And it was the most, you know, wonderful conversation I had ever had in my life, probably. And so I went home and started reading the scriptures, and of course, pulled out a dictionary, because many of these words were unfamiliar with me, to me. And so I did this for about 4 days. And at the end of 4 days, I had a new heart, a new mind. And I called these two friends and I said, "Where do you go to church?" And they told me, and I said, "I'll meet you there Sunday morning." And from that week, from that 3 or 4 day weekend, God had captured my heart and regenerated me. And within about a year brought me to the Reformed faith. And so that's probably a good synopsis of my conversion.
Well, you got to tell us how you came to discover the Reformed faith and come to embrace it, and how quick of an experience was that? Because some people struggle for a long time, even years, perhaps even decades, before they finally surrender to God's sovereignty, even though they are regenerate Christians. With me, it took a couple of months after I first became a born-again believer. But tell us your story about that.
Well, thank you. So the first church, this first church that I attended was a charismatic church. And there was a Sunday school class that was supposed to be for the ladies only, because it was taught by an older woman. But she was such an excellent teacher. And she kept quoting the Puritans and Martin Lloyd-Jones and A.W. Pink and Spurgeon, that just men started going to the class. And it was just full of truth and great power. And after months of going to that class and then leaving, you know, you'd leave to go to from Sunday school to church or to your main preaching worship service, I just lost complete interest, because it was a sort of a charismatic environment and there just wasn't the content. And it was very, you know, emotionally based, and I just lost interest. In fact, I thought I was backsliding, because after I'd go to Sunday school, it was so just absolutely wonderful. That's all I needed and wanted to hear. And so a few months went on and I struggled about that. And then in God's providence, I was on the campus of LSU University in Baton Rouge, and I saw another friend from high school who had become a Christian. And we started talking, and he invited me to a Bible study that was taught by a man who was becoming Reformed. And this man, he's actually a pastor in Pensacola. He may have been his name is Jeff Pollard. He pastors in Pensacola, Florida.
I know him very well. He is the president of Chapel Library, and I make use of those wonderful booklets very often.
So obviously being, you know, brought up in Louisiana and Baton Rouge, Pastor Jeff Pollard was quite well known before he was a Christian and before he was a pastor. He was a very prominent, you know, rock and roll music artist. And I was quite familiar with that. So when this friend of mine at LSU invited me to Jeff's Bible study, it was an easy go to go, you know, to go attend. And Jeff was quickly becoming Reformed. God had saved him just a, you know, 2 years before that, took him out of rock and roll music. And he was going through A.W. Pink's book. I believe it was called Profiting from the Word, if I remember correctly. And I attended that Bible study for a number of months, and then I began to struggle, because you can imagine, this is a very simple concept, but as a young believer, you know, some of these things were new. But he would teach that the evidence of a spirit-filled believer was a holy life. Versus the charismatics, they had a different, you know, definition of what it meant to be spirit-filled. So after, continuing to ponder these things and search the scriptures, and it didn't take long for me to see that, you know, the Reformed biblical teachings that he was presenting were completely true. And so God drew me away from the charismatic church, and that wasn't very difficult. But and then so within a year, I was hearing Reformed teaching and preaching, and that was how I became Reformed in my view of the Christian faith.
Amen. And a lot of folks who have that experience consider that being born again again.
I do remember thinking that.
We do have already a couple of questions from listeners. We have Mike from Monroe, New York, who asks, are you familiar with the work of Dr. Jack Cuozzo, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, C-U-O-Z-O, who published the book Buried Alive, and have you read Bobby Kennedy's book on Dr. Fauci?
I have only heard of the book Buried Alive. I have not read it, and I am familiar with Bobby Kennedy's book on Dr. Fauci. I have wanted to read it, but have been quite busy with my medical practice and getting prepared for this Faith and Medicine conference that I have not quite gotten there. And the only other thing I'd say about that book, I have no doubt about the truth of it or the content. I think being on the inside of medicine and being somewhat familiar with politics, because back in Louisiana, I was very involved with the Republican Party for years, and I'd run for state senate and state representative. And so my eyes were open many, many decades ago to the reality of, you know, the state of politics in America. So I'm not sure how much time I can spend reading the book, because we only have so much time, and already I'm quite convinced of how evil this man is, and how he is, you know, not served this country or people in any faithful way. But anyway, I'm familiar with that book.
Well, thank you, Mike, and continue to spread the word about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in New York State and beyond. We have Cindy in Findlay, Ohio, who says she is responding to our conversation about Dr. Anthony Silvestro, the dentist. I was right. His practice is in Cleveland, Ohio, and his church is in Medina, Ohio. So thank you very much for clarifying that, Cindy. And keep spreading the word about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in Findlay, Ohio, and beyond. We're going to get our first commercial break right now. If you have a question, once again, for Dr. Rhett Bergeron, send it to chrisarnzen@gmail.com, C-H-R-I-S-A-R-N-Z-E-N. Give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages with more of Dr. Rhett Bergeron.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnson and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Art Amundson, an Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to help make sure your finances keep up with your long-term needs. Do what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit edwardjones.com. That's edwardjones.com. Or call 717-258-4688. 717-258-4688. We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio are forever grateful for the generous financial support of Art Amundson, Edward Jones financial advisor in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Call 717-258-4688 today.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnson is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessialan 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawsuit, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com, that's nasbible.com, to place your order.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they are continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com, that's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please don't forget, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, that RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener who mentions that they heard about RoyalDiadem.com from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So whether you're purchasing a piece of jewelry they already have in stock valued at $100 or more, or if you're having a custom-designed engagement ring created, or perhaps you're taking your church logo or your parachurch logo or your denomination logo, your seminary logo, and you would like to have it turned into a pendant for a necklace or a ring or any other kind of piece of jewelry. Or perhaps you love Dr. Rhett Bergeron and you want to take the logo for Real Health Medical and give him a present sometime and turn that into a stunning piece of jewelry. Well, whatever your imagination and creativity can conjure up, RoyalDiadem.com will do an absolutely masterful job of turning that idea that's in your brain into a physical piece of jewelry that will blow your mind. I've seen their work firsthand. As I've said before, one of the sons of the woman who led me to Christ, Joe, has a cross pendant for a necklace that includes the crown of thorns, and they step by step created this pendant exactly according to what he wanted, and he was totally blown away, and so was I when I saw it. It even far exceeded his expectations, as the commercial says. That's no baloney. So if you have any interest in buying yourself a piece of jewelry or perhaps a gift for Valentine's Day for somebody that you love, then please go to royaldiadem.com soon to make sure that we receive 100% of the profits for this sale. That's royaldiadem.com. Mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're now back with Dr. Rhett Bergeron, regenerative medicine physician and addiction treatment specialist at Real Health Medical. And if you have any questions, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Dr. Bergeron, one of the things I wanted to ask you about before I go to any more listener questions is the fact that, as I said in introducing you to the audience, you are an addiction treatment specialist. And I'm fascinated to hear what your ideology and protocol is in that regard, because I am a former drunk. I was a drunk when I was a teenager, drinking at the age of 15 like I was a 60-year-old sailor. And I came to Christ, was sober for 18 years, and tragically fell off the wagon when my wife became seriously ill and eventually went home to be with the Lord, spiraled me in such a deep depression that I began to drink again more heavily than I ever had before I was saved. And thanks be to God, I admitted myself into Hebron Colony, which is a Christian addiction recovery ministry in Boone, North Carolina. And I left that place having zero desire to touch alcohol again. And by the way, I'm not saying this to lay a guilt trip on anybody who socially drinks as a Christian moderately and responsibly. I believe that is a liberty for Christians, as long as they don't sin in becoming drunk. Drunkenness is a sin. It's an even a damnable sin. So the situation should not be taken lightly when you are drinking socially and moderately. But the whole concept of addiction treatment is obviously near and dear to my heart. So I want to hear exactly your ideology and protocol, as I mentioned.
Well, let me clarify something. I don't consider myself an addiction specialist, but we do offer what I believe is a very effective detox program to initially have someone, withdraw from whatever medications or recreational substances they're using. And it's very safe. It's very effective. It reduces the overall withdrawal symptoms by about 50% of the intensity or the severity of that. And then by the end of that, basically 10-day process, a person's cravings are completely removed and they feel good. Their mind is clear. Their mood is so much improved. Their energy is improved. And so now they're at the right place, to start receiving, counseling or coaching. And so the primary basis of this treatment is a therapy called NAD. And it is part of our biochemical metabolism. It's a regulatory molecule in our biochemistry. It is made internally in our bodies from vitamin B3 or niacin. And it is just, we describe it as it resets your cell receptors for neurotransmitters. And it happens to improve all of your biochemistry, not only in your brain, but your entire body. And so it really helps to improve every aspect of your, you know, internal physiology. And so I first heard of this about 10 years ago. I had heard of that particular vitamin or nutrient in years past, but I had not had time to look at it closely. And then someone approached me, and there was an addiction clinic in Atlanta, Georgia, that had been around for a number of years, was very successful. It wasn't successful in its marketing efforts, but in the 200 or 300 patients that it had treated, they had a 95% long-term success record. And NAD was the primary part of that program. It's administered intravenously. It takes anywhere from 4 to 8 hours to do so. And there's other things that we've included in our protocol, but it's very effective. And it's also, we're not unique to, in offering this program. There are more and more clinics and, you know, psychiatric health institutions offering this around the country. It is not typically covered by insurance, but that's my experience with it, and it's very effective.
And this is specifically for those addicted to alcohol, or is this also in regards to other drugs?
It's any drug.
Wow.
And in fact, often a new patient or client will walk in on a Monday morning, and that morning is the last time they take whatever substance they're using. And then, of course, the next, you know, 3 to 4 days can be a little bit challenging as you're going through withdrawal. But again, this IV program, mainly NAD, but we also add, you know, vitamin C, magnesium, B vitamins, calcium, glutathione, phosphatidylcholine, a number of things such as that. And that reduces your withdrawal symptoms by 50%. You know, for a number of drugs and recreational substances, you know, you can, you know, it's a little bit difficult, but when you start thinking about heroin and methadone, these are very difficult. And so some people would rather, they're miserable in their addiction, but they would rather use the drug because getting off of it and going through withdrawal is just so painful and so difficult and such a nightmare. And so this therapy has made it really very, you know, doable. And in fact, I just followed up in my office a few days ago with a young man who had, you know, been on a number of different drugs, and he was just recounting to me how easy it was to go through the therapy. And again, he's 6 months out. He's feeling great. His mind is clear. He's really at a place where he enjoys life more. And he also recounted now he's, you know, the Christian counseling that he's receiving is much more usable to him because his mind is clear.
Praise God. And I was assuming that since you are a Christian physician and very open about your faith being a driving force in your medical practice to everybody who enters in through those doors at your practice, that you would recommend follow-up with a Christian ministry or church that that will make sure that they have some kind of oversight of these folks. I know that
we do, and we also start the process with that. We tell patients that if you do this alone, you have a significant possibility of relapsing if you don't have proper counseling and accountability and encouragement afterwards, because, you know, you may go back to a former way of thinking or a former, you know, situation that triggers your cravings are gone. But that doesn't mean the various types of temptations and, you know, social pressures that may drive someone to use drugs will not come back to them. In fact, in my, we've had a 95% success rate. The only two, maybe three patients that we've treated in the last 6 years that had trouble and relapsed. They were young. They were close to 20, and they really weren't ready. In fact, they didn't even want to be there. And so we try to be very careful about who we even start on the program, because there's no use, you know, starting if someone's not ready to really do the work.
Right. And Hebron Colony, the ministry that I admitted myself into, they will not take you unless you are telling them, I really want to do this. If people are complaining before they even get there, they remove them from the list. And I just want to give a shout out to my friends at Hebron Colony Ministries in Boone, North Carolina. And the website is hebroncolony.org, hebroncolony.org. It's absolutely free. They don't provide medical help as Dr. Bergeron does. It's purely the spiritual end. And perhaps if you ever hear of anybody, Dr. Bergeron, in need of the spiritual aspect, who, especially if they live near North Carolina, I would highly recommend HebronColony.org. It's absolutely free, other than a refundable $300 deposit that you get back at the end if you don't use it. It's there for your pharmaceutical needs if you get sick while you're there for some reason. And but anyway, a fine Christian organization. And in fact, it's the oldest continually running addiction recovery ministry for men in the United States. We're going to go to our midway break right now. And please be patient with us, folks, because it is the longer break in the middle of the show, because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, has to have a longer break in the middle of our show because they are compelled by the FCC to localize this program and all of their programming geographically to Lake City, Florida, with public service announcements and other local things. It's an FCC requirement. So while they do that, we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. Please use this time wisely. Not only write down your questions for Dr. Rhett Bergeron and send them in to chrisarnson@gmail.com, but also please write down as much of the contact information as you possibly can, provided by as many of our advertisers as you can, so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to our advertisers. Folks, we cannot remain on the air without our advertisers. There are far few donations coming in, sadly, to solely function on that income from donations. We absolutely positively need our advertisers to remain on the air. So please keep them as happy as possible. Contact them, purchase their services and their products, and visit their churches when you cannot do any of those things. There's one thing that everybody can do. If you love the show and you don't want it to disappear, everybody can contact our advertisers and say, thank you for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. It's as simple as that. I'm sure that will go a long way to let them know that their money is well spent, because people's lives are being blessed and transformed by the content and the guests and the themes on this program. So please contact as many of our advertisers as you can. When you can't spend money with them, at least, at the very least, thank them for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And don't forget to send in your questions to Dr. Rhett Bergeron, to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state, and country of residence. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Rhett Bergeron right after these messages.
James White of Alvin Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson, I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3men.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to NASBible.com. That's NASBible.com to place your order.
Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Potofuco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Butterfuco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a longtime partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth, Love, Parent, and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth, Love, Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnzen and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please, folks, always remember to make solid-ground-books.com your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs, whether you are giving gifts to brothers and sisters in Christ, your spouse, your children, your close relatives and loved ones and friends, or if you're giving a gift to a lost person that you know and love. Solid-ground-books.com is the perfect place. And remember, you're not only going to be doing solid-ground-books.com a favor by purchasing books from them, and you're not only going to be doing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a favor by keeping one of our most important advertisers happy, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you are purchasing gifts from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor of incalculable value, because you'll be giving them or yourself a piece of Christian literature or a selection of books that contain nothing but the finest in Christian writing dating back to the Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our current day, including such modern-day authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So please go to solid-ground-books.com frequently, purchase generously, always mentioning that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to Dr. Rhett Bergeron of Real Health Medical and our conversation, including our promotion of the 2023 Faith and Medicine Conference in Cumming, Georgia, before I return to that, I just have a couple more important announcements to make. If you love this show, folks, you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves. You benefit from the guests and topics that I have on this program daily. You benefit from downloading the free MP3s that you can not only use for yourself and your own edification, but you can share with others for free. You look forward to the show every day. Well, please, if you don't want us to go off the air, please, I'm urging you, go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or a credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, sending in a check the old-fashioned way, a physical check to a physical address, well, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, no matter what it may be, your church, parachurch ministry, your business, your private professional practice, a law firm, a medical firm, perhaps it's just a special event you're having, whatever the situation is that you want to promote, as long as it's compatible with what I believe, you don't have to agree with me perfectly on everything, but as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what I believe, then I would love to help you launch an ad campaign as quickly as possible, because we are just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So please send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. Also, please remember, I never want my listeners giving their own churches where they are members less money than they are accustomed to giving those churches in order to give Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a financial gift. Please never cut in to the money that you have set aside for giving to your church every Lord's Day in order to bless us. I don't want anybody cutting into that money for your church to bless Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And also, if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait until you are more financially stable and back on your feet before you bless Iron Sharpens Iron Radio with a financial gift. Two things that are very clear in the scriptures about finances is that we are commanded to provide for our church and our family. Providing for my radio show is not a command, obviously, from God. But if you love the show, you don't want it to disappear, and you have extra money collecting interest in the bank, you have extra money for benevolent purposes, for recreational purposes, for trivial purposes, for media and marketing, well, please share some of that money with us so that we can continue to survive if you really love the show. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church like Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, well, no matter where you live on the planet Earth, I have extensive lists of biblically faithful churches spanning the globe, and I have helped many people in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio all over the planet Earth find churches, sometimes even within just a couple of minutes from where they live. That may be you too. If you do not have a church home right now that's biblically faithful, contact me. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Dr. Rhett Bergeron of Real Health Medical and the 2023 Faith and Medicine Conference in Cumming, Georgia. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. We do have an anonymous listener who wants to know, how did your practice and you personally respond to the COVID crisis? Did you do anything different than mainstream practitioners did? And did you ever find yourself getting opposition from either the government, from patients, or from people in the community?
Great question, and certainly an anticipated question. We were quite different in our response to the COVID, I call it madness, not just crisis or epidemic. I think it was, I call it COVID madness on every level. First of all, we knew within days or weeks that something was amiss with the whole situation. And then, of course, as quickly as authorities began to clamp down, whether it's civil magistrates or corporate entities, we were very suspicious. But from a clinical standpoint, we did not require a mask for our normal clients or patients who came to the clinic. Our employees were not encouraged to wear a mask, unless they may have had some type of respiratory symptom, of course. And then we also, because the epidemic and this viral outbreak was brand new and we didn't know what we were dealing with, we did not want acutely ill, you know, patients coming to the clinic so that we could also possibly protect other patients who were there. We also work with a large number of cancer patients and other patients with chronic infections and autoimmune problems. So we wanted to be careful. So we addressed the COVID epidemic by taking care of a lot of patients through telemedicine. And we would, of course, follow the standard, you know, high dose supplemental vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C. But we also prescribed a tremendous amount of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and found them to be extremely safe and apparently very effective. We had quite a number of clients or patients who gave us feedback within hours of starting those medications. Their fevers broke and they felt much better. So that was our basic response to the COVID epidemic.
Well, praise God for that. We have another anonymous listener who says, I am a member of a church where a deacon was profoundly helped and whose life was saved from near death due to COVID because one of your advertisers, Dr. Banu Gadi, the pharmacist in New York City, recommended a very high regimen of vitamin D3. And sadly, another deacon refused that counsel from Dr. Gadi and passed. I was wondering, how urgent is this issue when it comes to vitamin D3 in the aid of those who are suffering with COVID?
Well, it was interesting. During COVID, it prompted me to study on a much deeper level the use and effectiveness of vitamin D and look at, you know, all of the worldwide literature and studies that were being entertained or conducted. You know, while America was, you know, was in the midst of confusion and lockdowns, the rest of the world often were studying what is the effect of what is the vitamin D level of many patients with COVID and what was their response, and they were even doing the same for zinc. So we were. We're big promoters of high-dose vitamin D, and at a minimum, we would encourage anyone acutely ill with a virus to take at least 10,000 units, and it's not unheard of to take 50,000 units per day. We have found it to be extremely safe, and for, you know, a short period of time, a number of weeks, we don't think there's any risk of vitamin D toxicity. And likewise for zinc, we think that 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc, and in some cases much higher, was very appropriate. And we also measure these two nutrients in almost every new patient coming to our clinic with some type of chronic illness. And we often find these levels to either be low or at the very low end of normal. And we do not consider that to be optimal or really therapeutic.
Well, thank you, anonymous listener number two. And by the way, if you, either of you or both of you, are first-time questioners, please send another email with your full name and your mailing address. Obviously, that information will not be disclosed on the air. You requested to be anonymous. But we have a tradition here on Iron Trip and Zion Radio. Whenever a first-time questioner sends in a question, you win a free New American Standard Bible. Compliments of the publishers of the NASB and also compliments of our friends at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, who will ship those Bibles out to you at no charge to you or to us. So thanks for submitting your questions. I have a question of my own now of what is baffling to me is when you watch even conservative media, Fox News, for instance, pretty much universally when they have a conservative physician on the program, the physician will pretty much, you could guarantee on Fox News that they will be against mandates for masks and vaccines. And yet, inevitably, those same people, though, recommend them and say that they have made use of the masks and the vaccines themselves. They've gotten their entire family vaccinated, their little children. What is causing this phenomenon with physicians who should know better? I mean, I've heard from physicians that are very knowledgeable in this area who tell me that, you know, first-year medical students know that masks are going to do nothing to prevent the spread of a virus. And even the pharmaceutical companies that created these vaccines for COVID-19, even the pharmaceutical companies never said that these vaccines would stop the spread of the coronavirus. It was only to diminish, allegedly, the symptoms that those who were suffering with COVID would have. So you got any ideas on this? It's baffling to me.
Well, it reminds me of something I began to think about in my residency training. I remember speaking to one of my staff physicians, and it occurred to me that we don't necessarily need smarter physicians in medicine. We need physicians who have a moral compass and who are discerning and courageous. And without those things, they're left to their humanistic thinking and institutions. And so I think that the medical community in the world and certainly in America failed the American people by not thinking through basic science of viral immunology and not remembering that we have a God-given immune system that can be very effective if it's supported, such as with vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C. And I think physicians have stopped thinking about many things in their lives and practice, and they're following the standard of care and the medical legal professional standard that's been proposed. And so I think they're not putting patients first. They're not remembering that this is a calling, in a sense, to minister. And I think that particularly with the vaccines, that physicians have completely forgotten to think about the principle of first do no harm as they think about that issue.
Yes. So I'm assuming that you would agree with not only my physician, but my guest yesterday, the dentist, Dr. Anthony Silvestro, that the vaccines are really can be extremely dangerous.
Well, yes, I think they're very dangerous. They're obviously experimental. They are, and it's a new technology. I think it's a very dangerous technology, and we have a constant inpouring of patients into our clinic who have been affected by vaccines. So I think that ultimately Americans need to take responsibility for their health, and they need to first remember that before God, they need to think in a godlike manner about their life and health. They need to remember the limitations of man and physicians and the civil magistrate. And if they would in a sense, put Christ first above all authorities and directives, it would suit them well.
Amen. Agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's see here. We have RJ in White Plains, New York. RJ asks, I missed the earlier part of the program. Does your practice make use of naturopathic medicine? And if you could, if that is true, explain in detail some of those practices.
So naturopathic medicine or naturopathy is a very broad field. And we do incorporate that into our functional general medicine practice. And it's, and you might say on a physical level, it starts with, you know, nutrition and the quality of food that you eat. We also do quite a bit of testing for levels of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential fatty acids. And when they're not optimal, we will then recommend certain specific dietary foods or supplementation to increase those levels in the body. Naturopathic medicine also deals with the area of detoxification. And I like to be careful because naturopathy or naturopathic medicine is not only the principles and what's practiced in that field is not exclusive to naturopaths. It's also used by medical physicians, you know, osteopathic doctors, chiropractic doctors. So I want to be careful and make that distinction because we, as we live our life and we get, we live in a certain type of environment, we will have increasing levels of certain chemicals and heavy metals that may build up in our body. And those need to be, you know, at certain times reduced or eliminated. And so detoxification has been basic to health in the history of mankind, you know, for a few thousand years. And an example of that would be sauna detoxification. We all know that it's thousands of years old, and it is, generally speaking, it is the best, simplest, most cost-effective way to stimulate your body to sweat and mobilize stored toxins and heavy metals such as lead and aluminum, and to push them out of the body. So so it'd be hard to elaborate on every detail of naturopathic medicine that we incorporate because we could talk for days and weeks.
And we have another anonymous listener. The anonymous listener says, I had a loved one die from cancer, and during those weeks prior to this loved one's death, I began to explore alternative medicine to see if this person's life could be rescued. I was wondering if you had any red flags for any specific kind of alternative medicine that is being promoted out there in clinics in Mexico and other places that you think are fraudulent.
Well, I've been to many clinics throughout the United States, and I've been to quite a number of clinics outside of the U.S., including Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Germany, Switzerland, and England. And since the specific question was in regard to Mexico, I think there are certain clinics that are doing good work in the field of cancer in Mexico. I think that you always have to be careful and discerning no matter where you go. And I think it's important to get references and speak to interview a clinic and look at the cost of the therapy. But the one thing I would tell you is most important. You cannot go to a clinic and cure cancer in 4 weeks. The great caution I have is they may be great therapies, but it's not realistic that your cancer will be significantly reduced in simply 4 weeks. The battle has to be for example, over 12 months in the first year of a cancer diagnosis, I would recommend that each person have a 12-month timeline, and you need to think about how you're going to combat that cancer and correct your metabolism and optimize your immune system over the course of 12 months. So in essence, I would say don't spend a great deal of money in 4 weeks in any clinic, but be wise and spread out the cost over 12 months, because it's much more likely that you'll have a great outcome.
This same listener sent in another email saying that unfortunately his loved one or her loved one died. And this anonymous listener was asking, is shark fin a scam, or does it really have any health benefits, and can it help slow down or even rid the body of cancer?
Did you say shark fin?
Yes.
Supplement?
Yes.
Well, I'm not familiar with that product. Years ago, there was a product or a push for shark liver oil. And usually what I tell people is that in almost every treatment or supplement that is being marketed, there's usually some element of truth in the promotional. The question is it how much truth, and is it being over promoted, and is a person taking a high enough dose to actually have a clinical effect? So I would like to make one recommendation for the audience in regard to cancer. There is, I think, the single most important book to read about cancer is called The Metabolic Approach to Cancer by Dr. Winters. And the only caution I would give about the book is she is obviously a believer in evolution. So please disregard her comments and references to that. But in regard to how do you think about cancer, how do you approach it, what is the strategy, I believe this is the single most comprehensive and valuable tool that you can have at your disposal to guide you through a true medical program to do well with cancer.
Can you repeat that information, though?
The name of the book is The Metabolic Approach to Cancer by Dr. Nasha Winters.
And what are we to ignore in her writing?
Ignore the references to evolution and, the age of the earth and those simple things.
Okay. CJ in Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York, says, I remember there were people who were involved in naturopathic medicine years ago that were promoting apricot pits as a possible cure for cancer. And the substance formed from the pits was called, and I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it, AMYG, D as in David, ALIN. Is there any validity in this?
So that specific substance is called amygdalin. It's also known as vitamin B17, and it's also known as Laetril. And it was quite popular in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s in the Mexican clinics. It was studied in the early 70s at Sloan Kettering Hospital. And at one point, one of the principal researchers decided to hold a press conference and divulge that Sloan Kettering was falsifying the data against that natural cancer therapy because it really did work well. And that particular researcher was immediately fired, and his name is Dr. Ralph Moss. He's a PhD researcher, and he then spent the rest of his decades being a patient advocate. He decided to dedicate his life to helping cancer patients. but promoting alternative therapies based in science. And so there is some validity to that therapy. Over the last 25 years, I have met a number of patients who've had obvious benefit from that therapy. But I would caution people to not, you know, be overly confident, to take everything with a grain of salt. And one thing, the most important thing, is you cannot rely usually on one specific therapy to be your silver bullet. You have to comprehensively look at cancer and the complex pathways and changes and mechanisms, and they're all addressable. And that book that I mentioned, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer, I think is the single best guide to inform our listeners how to look at cancer.
And I'll take one more anonymous listener in this same thread. Another anonymous listener says, I have heard that some of the Mexican clinics that have had excellent results for curing cancer have used coffee enemas. Have you heard of this, and is it real?
Yes. I was first introduced to coffee enemas 25, 30 years ago. But particularly when I moved to Atlanta and I worked with a clinic that was also treating cancer patients, and in particular, one of our patients was a well-known radio host named Larry Burkett.
Oh yeah,
and he was from the Atlanta area, but the point was, we had quite a number of new patients coming in, and they were using coffee enemas on their own initiative, and their feedback was absolutely amazing at the improvement of energy and their mental function and their decreased levels of pain. And most of these were coming from cancer patients. So over the years, over the last 20 years, I've implemented that same technique or detoxification protocol with many of our cancer patients. And it is usually extremely effective. It is very rare when anyone has any sort of a intolerance or a problem with that therapy.
Now, a question of my own. I know that obviously you've made it quite clear that you are a Christian, that you are a Reformed Christian. I don't know how much you delve into the political arena, but I'm wondering what your opinion is on the government's role, if any, like the Food and Drug Administration and so on, has the power to make certain treatments for cancer or other terminal illnesses illegal. Should there be such an agency in existence with that kind of power when people maybe just groping for any last hope of survival? They've tried all traditional medicine, and then they might discover something that doesn't even appear to be life-threatening if you take it or use it, but the government is prohibiting it by law. What are your opinions on that? I mean, obviously it opens the door perhaps to more scams, but at the same time, you know, life is always filled with risk. So when you have nothing to lose physically, I don't know where I would stand on that. But anyway, if you could give us your own opinion on that.
Well, that's obviously a very large, complicated question with many issues. But my thinking is that I believe in a limited, small government. And so my preference would be that much of what the FDA and various state agencies do should be eliminated. And I very much believe in freedom. And I think that that freedom can be exercised and enjoyed by citizens and Christians. And we can use our own knowledge and discernment, and we can choose our own physician and make those decisions on our own. So that would be my basic position on that.
Yeah. So I'm always leery about how the government is so inseparably connected to big pharma and how many billions are made through the suffering of others. And I'm not obviously saying that all pharmaceuticals are bad or that pharmacists are bad. One of my advertisers is a pharmacist. But that dependence, it seems, that the government, that many government officials and branches of the government seem to have upon the big pharma. Am I making sense here?
Yes. And the thing is, there's going to be a profit motive, and there's going to be money to be made in various forms of healthcare and pharmaceuticals. But I do not think a large regulatory government is to our advantage. So I'm very cautious about the state of that.
And by the way, folks, my advertiser, Dr. Banu Gadi, who owns pharmacies in New York City and Long Island, he is also vehemently opposed to the coronavirus vaccines and was always opposed to the mask mandates, which I think is a very unique position coming from a pharmacist. So, and he's also a Christian and an elder in a Reformed Baptist church. But we are going to our final break right now. It's going to be a lot more brief than the other breaks. If you have a question, I would urge you to send it in immediately because we're rapidly running out of time. I already know that I would love to have Dr. Bergeron return to this program. Often, I can tell already that he is a fountain of information and knowledge, so I hope that he is agreeable to that as I am, and love to start scheduling our next interview as quickly as possible. But if you have a question, send it to chrisarnson@gmail.com, and don't go away. We're going to be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Bodie Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson, and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. You have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself.
Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ironsharpensironradio.com.
Such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards. And Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from a tie in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reform Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Thank you.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnton is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Welcome back. I just want to have our listeners mark your calendars for a couple of exciting interviews. I hope that you listen to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio every day, but I just want to highlight a couple of interviews coming up. The aforementioned dentist, Christian dentist, that I was speaking about with my guest today, Dr. Rhett Bergeron, Dr. Anthony Silvestro. He is going to be returning to the program on Tuesday, the 24th of January, along with Andrew Rappaport of Striving for Eternity Ministries. They're going to continue discussing the dangers of the coronavirus vaccines and other things. And also on Monday, the 30th of January, one of the speakers at Dr. Rhett Bergeron's conference, the Faith and Medicine Conference, my dear friend for many years, Colonel Kevin Girard of the United States Marine Corps, who's also a pastor in Dawsonville, Georgia, he is going to be my guest on Monday, January 30th, so please mark your calendars for those dates. Just out of curiosity, Dr. Bergeron, how did you get to know my dear friend, Colonel Kevin Girard?
We were introduced through another pastor in the North Atlanta, North Georgia area, who was actually and still works with me doing some business consulting. And he and Kevin Girard are very close friends. And so Kevin Girard has spoken at our first conference in 2021. And he is, of course, returning next month in February 2023. One thing I'd like to mention to the audience, our listeners, is that our Faith and Medicine Conference is also available through live streaming.
Excellent.
And so I want to encourage you to go to faithandmedicine.org and look at the speakers and the presentation topics, and please avail yourself of the registration box if you're so inclined to be a part of the conference.
And that's February 3rd and 4th.
That is correct. And, you know, and let me just point out to you, our keynote speaker on Friday night is Dr. Peter McCullough, somewhat well-known cardiologist from Dallas, Texas, who's been speaking across the country against how the epidemic was handled and how early treatment could have saved millions of lives, and how currently how dangerous the vaccine is. And he's bringing attention worldwide and about that issue. So he'll be our keynote speaker on Friday night.
Praise God. Once again, that's faithandmedicine.org, faithandmedicine.org. And you have no excuse now not to take advantage of this if you can watch and listen on live streaming. And I'm glad that you mentioned this so early, because so many times these major events, that they don't tell you till the very last minute if they're live streaming. And I've been guilty of that too, because I didn't know if we were going to be live streaming sometimes when I'm organizing an event of my own, because I'm very untechnical. And so I don't find out sometimes until the last minute from the people who are actually doing that part of the event. So I'm glad you gave our listeners such an advanced notice on that. We have Christopher from Western Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, who wants to know, do you have a list or database of like-minded physicians and medical practitioners across the United States who share in common your ideology and approach to these major issues?
I do. Actually, I have a reference or referral for all the listeners. There's a professional organization of physicians and other types of healthcare practitioners called the AAPS, the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. And this is the exact opposite of the AMA. These generally are very principled physicians and various healthcare practitioners who you know, understand a constitutional government and the need for a small government, and the need to, you know, stand behind our constitutional rights. Many of the physicians and healthcare practitioners who are members of this organization are Christians. And so I believe that is the best general resource across the country for any of your listeners. And by the way, this particular organization is also against vaccines, and they were very much promoters of early treatment for COVID with such things such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vitamin D. And they are also part leading or participating in the fight against the abuse of federal government's power and the CDC and various medical societies.
Well, I want to remind our listeners for the website of Real Health Medical, where my guest today, Dr. Rhett Bergeron, is a health practitioner and physician. RealHealthMedical.com, RealHealthMedical.com, and for the Faith and Medicine Conference, go to faithandmedicine.org, faithandmedicine.org, and that conference, again, is going to be held on February 3rd and 4th, and it's going to be held at Grace Fellowship of South Forsyth in Cumming, Georgia. And you can also make or take advantage of the live streaming at faithandmedicine.org, faithandmedicine.org. I loved every second of my interview with you today, Dr. Bergeron. I hope you are interested in returning to the program. I'd love to have you very frequently return, and I would love to benefit personally from your knowledge as well as blessing my audience with the same. I want to thank our listeners today. I hope you all always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner. Hope you have a very safe, blessed, joyful, and Christ-honoring weekend and Lord's Day.